Answering Objections by Linford Beachey, published by Present Truth Ministry, Romans chapter 9, verse 5. Whose of the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed, forever. Amen. Some have used this verse in an attempt to prove that Jesus is the Most High, but that is not what the text says. It says that Christ is blessed by God over all. God blessed him more than he blessed anyone else. It is true that the location of the commas in this text lends supports to the idea that Christ is the Most High God. Yet there were no commas in the original Greek manuscripts, and this interpretation would put this text in opposition to many other Bible verses. The Bible says that there is one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. The Father is called the Highest. Luke chapter 1, verse 32. And the Most High, God. Mark chapter 5, verse 7. Jesus said, My Father is greater than all. John chapter 10, verse 29. And my Father is greater than I. John chapter 14, verse 28. God the Father is above all, including the Son of God. Any interpretation of Romans chapter 9, verse 5 must be in harmony with these other texts. Jesus is above all except for his Father. Paul wrote, Then cometh the end, when he, Jesus, shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 24 to 28. God the Father has put all things under the feet of his Son, yet the Father did not put himself under his Son. A similar thing happened when Pharaoh put all of his kingdom under Joseph, and said unto him, Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Genesis chapter 41, verse 40. The Father is above all in the absolute sense, because he is even above his Son. Jesus is next in authority to his Father and is above everything else. Paul wrote that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, set Jesus at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 22. Truly God blessed his Son over all others. Jesus Christ is over all God, blessed forever. Romans chapter 9, verse 5. Without the commas that were added by men. There is no reason to read Romans chapter 9, verse 5 and arrive at a conclusion that contradicts the rest of Scripture.